Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. And we begin with Frenchie Sitting Pretty is the hands-down favorite dog in the U.S. The American Kennel Club announced yesterday the French Bulldog is once again the most popular pure breed in the country. The small, solidly built, short-muzzled pooches are well known for their easygoing nature and funny expressions. But according to the Associated Press, their popularity poses problems. Some breeders say the dogs are becoming overbred, which can lead to health issues, and owners of other breeds say their dogs are being overlooked. Runners-up this year included Labradors, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles, followed by Dachshunds, other Bulldogs, and Beagles. For the seventh year in a row, Finland takes the crown as the happiest country in the world. The annual World Happiness Report ranks self-reported scores for about 150,000 people in over 140 countries. The study asks residents to rate things like their health, wellness, education, work-life balance, connection with nature, and generosity. And according to the results, Finland outperforms everybody. But other Nordic nations are right behind, with Denmark at number 2, Iceland at number 3, and Sweden at number 4. The U.S., on the other hand, hit an all-time low ranking, tumbling 8 spots to number 23. President Biden is putting the pedal to the metal to get more electric cars on the road. In what the New York Times is calling one of the most significant climate crackdowns in the nation's history, the White House announced new rules yesterday that would require automakers to step up production of electric vehicles and hybrids. It's basically part two of a plan that he laid out last spring. This one slows the rate at which tailpipe emissions must be reduced, but still sets a deadline of 2032 for sales of zero-emission cars to equal more than half of all new cars sold. The issue is a political hot rod, as it requires big changes in manufacturing, technology, and consumer habits. Speaking of cars, getting a ride in Minneapolis just got a little bit tougher. Uber and Lyft are choosing to leave the Minnesota city rather than pay drivers a new minimum rate the city council approved. According to The Guardian, the law goes into effect May 1st and would establish a minimum pay of $1.40 per mile and 51 cents per minute for rideshare drivers after they complained their pay had been declining due to low rates and high costs. If the companies end operations, Minneapolis would be the only city in the U.S. without Uber and Lyft. Major League Baseball players are stepping up to the plate very far from home this week as the MLB kicks off its first-ever Seoul Series in South Korea. The ceremonial first pitch in yesterday's LA Dodgers 5-2 win over the San Diego Padres was thrown by former Dodgers All-Star and South Korean icon Chan Ho Park. Other highlights from yesterday's game, according to The Athletic, Shohei Ohtani recorded 2 hits in his Dodgers debut, and a routine ground ball weirdly punctured the webbing of Padre Jake Cronenworth's glove, causing what could have been a double play to result in a run for the winning team. Baseball season officially begins here in the States a week from today. Still ahead, the Dune superfan who just can't get enough. But first, today's Kid News quiz. How many years has Finland been crowned the happiest country in the world? Seven. What big U.S. city may soon lose its ride-sharing services? 8. Minneapolis, Minnesota. What 2 teams played the very first game of Major League Baseball's Seoul Series? The Dodgers and the Padres. What purebred dog was named most popular for the second year in a row? In today's Kid News Kicker, a Dune superfan has already watched Dune Part 2 in theaters 18 times, but says he has a long way to go to catch up to the number of times he watched Part 1. Mac J, who chronicles his Dune watching on X, says he read Dune in 2018, right before the first movie came out, and became a huge fan of the story. According to NME, a British music and film publication, he watched the first film 20 times in the theater and another 200 on streaming, taking notes each time and eventually memorizing the entire script. Mac is now in college pursuing an English degree, but says that hasn't gotten in the way of his Dune watching. So far, most of his Part 2 screenings have been in IMAX theaters, as he says it's the best way to experience the film. However, that could change, as Mac posted on X last week, "I am running out of money." Before we go, shout-outs to our Kid News classrooms. Mrs. Reese's Spartans at Boardman Center Intermediate in Boardman, Ohio. Mrs. Newbank's Cougars at St. Gertrude School in Washington, Missouri, and Mrs. Malik's Crickets at Crystal Lawn School in Plainfield, Illinois. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share Kid News with all your friends and family. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.